Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Someone related to me in a conversation that they did not feel very close to God, God's existence, or His great power. Not even His love and mercy were in doubt or being questioned. It was just a feeling that God was not very near and had not been there for a while. Many of life's circumstances can bring such feelings. My response to such feelings is to ask, who moved?
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet Spirit that I felt oft times before. Surely I can say that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
When the Apostle Paul arrived at Athens, Greece, as a missionary, ready to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, he found the people who lived there to be very religious. There were many idols erected to be worshipped. There must have been temples built to various gods they believed in. Paul realized that he would need to begin his preaching by revealing the true identity of the one and only God of heaven and earth. And so he declared Jehovah as their unknown God. In his speech, recorded in Luke's Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, these are some of the apostles' words. What you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and all things in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, neither is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all life, breath, and all things. He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are His offspring. There are many lessons to be derived from the preaching of Paul in this setting, but for our thoughts, I would like for us to take note of the closeness or the nearness of God to humanity. I'm reminded of the Old Testament scene at Mount Sinai. Moses had led the children of Israel out of the Egyptian bondage. He led them to the mountain just as God had instructed. It was time to worship God. God himself descended upon the mountain in sight of all of Israel. His glory and splendor brought a great storm upon the mountain, and the people ran away from God's presence. Later, they asked God that he speak to them through Moses, and so that he would not come near to them again. And God did so through not only through Moses, but other leaders throughout the history of the Israelite nation. I have stood on mountains and I've worshiped God. I have found a closeness there, but I have also worshiped in many places and found God to be near. Often I hear the testimony of my fellow disciples telling of when they spent alone time with God. They may walk into a secluded place or sit in their homes with their Bible in hand and prayers on their lips. There have been some special moments shared with believers in prayer and discussion that have led to a nearness of God. The fact is that God will be near to us just as near as we let him be. James 4:8 emphatically states, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." When the psalmist penned, "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands," he must have been reflecting upon his own experience of being near and close to God somewhere in this natural world. Maybe it was on a mountaintop, or perhaps on the shore of an ocean. It could have been in the night, when the night sky, with all of its grandeur and the universe sparkling and the splendor so bright, led this psalmist in his meditation. Whatever it might have been, the psalmist must have felt a closeness to the Creator because he beheld the work of his hand in the natural world. Worship is a place where we can also find closeness to God. We should be planning such an experience when we join others in worship. Jesus made the promise where two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be with them. Joining hands and hearts in worship is a place where we can get close to God. I'm sure that the command to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together that's found in Hebrews 10:25 was given to keep believers close to God and close to one another. I would bring one other thought to our minds about God's closeness. There are countless times when deeds have been done, prayers offered, words spoken, all in the name of Jesus to help and assist someone in life. I really like the TV commercial where there's a person helping someone. Someone's in need, and someone else is helping that person. But someone else is watching. And then the next scene is where the observer has now become the helper. And someone else is watching, and they in turn become the helper of someone else in their life, and it just keeps going and going and going until it makes a complete circle. I really believe that's the kind of world that Jesus would have his disciples create. I know I have found a closeness to God when I observe helping hands working to care for the needy. I sense his nearness when I am the helper. It has been many years ago when a crew from our church loaded up materials and equipment and journeyed some 700 miles to a children's home for a week's worth of work. Plans had been made, and God brought everyone and everything together for that week to make it possible to complete the task at hand. And the work was hard, physically exhausting in the heat and humidity. Well, as the week ended, we left that children's home with a facility that was greatly needed for them. The staff and the children could not have expressed more gratitude, and I still feel the closeness of God's presence in the moment of having given to show and care Jesus to those. I'm sure many can relate some experience in your own life as well. I share it simply to say that God's nearness at such times of worship and work draws us deeper into our relationship with Him. He lives within our hearts. He lives in the natural world. He lives in our lives when His work is done by our hands. He lives ever nearer the worshipers who come together to honor and praise and glorify Him. And then we leave and go out into the world to be His presence. May God be near to us each day through our observance of His beautiful world, and in our times of worship and meditation, and through the services that are rendered in His holy name. Oh, God is near. If we do not feel His nearness, we need to move toward Him.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Singing, I love you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.